Hello, and welcome to the Emerging Leaders podcast series. This series is brought to you by the Iowa Pharmacy Association, the Pharmacy Society of Wisconsin, and the Tennessee Pharmacists Association. This podcast is designed for leaders at all levels as part of a lifelong process of developing leadership skills. We will discuss leadership hot topics from imposter syndrome to disruptive innovation. My name is Megan Grant. I'm the Director of Marketing Communication and Design at the Pharmacy Society of Wisconsin, and I am here today with Jessica Berg, Nicole Foster, Amanda Lehman, and Elizabeth Vogel, and we're going to be discussing changing perceptions of pharmacy as related to technician practice.
Awesome. Well, my name is Jessica Burge. I live in Iowa and I practice at Mercy One Medical Center in downtown Des Moines. I've been a pharmacy technician for about 15 years now. I started out in a retail setting where I was kind of worked my way through the ranks of retail for about 10 years. And then I took a part-time job as a med history tech at Mercy One Des Moines. And then since I've been there, I was a charge tech in that role, a supervisor of the med history team. And now I practice as the pharmacy technician manager, where I manage the inpatient technicians, our med history program, and then our tech and training program. So I kind of started when I was in high school thinking that maybe this would just be kind of a better job than bagging groceries at the front end of Hy-Vee. And so they kind of put me back in pharmacy and again, still didn't really know that that was what I wanted to do forever. But as time went on, I really realized that it was more of a career for me, passionate about taking care of people. And now I'm really passionate about taking care of my employees, who are the ones that are on the front line taking care of the people. So that's kind of a little bit of background about me. I look forward to hearing from everybody else, and thank you so much for having me today.
Well, I'm Nicole Foster, and I currently work at CE Impact. It's a continuing education company. I'm based out of Iowa, actually, and I'm the manager over pharmacy technician and client education. And we provide joint providership and CE assistance to different companies and entities, and also provide CE to pharmacists and technicians through membership. And so have moved more into the education realm now. Prior to this, I was with Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Nashville, Tennessee, where I was the program director over the pharmacy technician training and education program there. I actually just recently separated from them. I started at Vanderbilt as an inpatient staffing pharmacy technician, and then moved up through the ranks of management, and eventually took on several different management type roles, which led me to the program director role over the technician training program. Prior to Vanderbilt, I actually was a community pharmacy technician with Walgreens for about 11 years while I was in college and grad school, and then a little bit after. And so I feel like I've had a lot of exposure to different sides of pharmacy, having community pharmacy, inpatient, and now more into like the education and continuing education world. So I have a large passion for developing and advancing growth for pharmacy technicians and education. So thank you.
Hi, my name is Amanda Lehman. I have been working in pharmacy for about 20 years now. I started in high school working in retail pharmacy. I've worked for CVS Pharmacy as well as Walgreens. My life has taken me in many different directions. I grew up in New Jersey. I worked in pharmacies in New Jersey and New York State. Then I moved to the Cincinnati area. I lived in Northern Kentucky. I worked in Walgreens in Kentucky. Then I started in hospital pharmacy. I was looking for advancement in my role. And then I moved on to mail order pharmacy. I worked for Humana, Right Source Mail Order Pharmacy. And then I moved up again, and my title was pharmacy business analyst for a grocery store who had 11 pharmacy stores in the Northern Kentucky area. And now I live in Wisconsin, working in hospital pharmacy again. My current role is med safety technician out of St. Luke's Pharmacy. So I have a very diverse background. My mom always told me that no matter where I go or what I did, I would always be able to go back to pharmacy. And basically that's what I've done with my life. It's taken a lot of different directions, but I've always worked in pharmacy. I love hospital pharmacy the most. I love taking care of people and patients. I'm passionate about med safety, which is my current specialty role now. And I love being that behind the scenes caretaker. So it's just always been my passion and I love pharmacy. So that's me.
All right. My name is Liz Vogel. I'm also from Wisconsin. I am the oncology pharmacy tech supervisor for Aurora Healthcare. I currently oversee 6 of the 11 cancer clinics in the Milwaukee, Wisconsin area. I started in my pharmacy career about 9 years ago. I went through a local tech college program. It was an accelerated 1-year program dedicated to pharmacy technician degree. So I went through that and I actually got hired on at one of my clinical sites. During my schooling, I realized retail was not the life for me and decided to go the inpatient hospital route. So once I got hired on at my inpatient site, I spent about 2 years there and realized fast that I wanted more. I ended up transferring to a much larger hospital in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and then spent the majority of my career there, where last year I was given the opportunity to advance my career even more, and I took this supervisor role. So I ended up having to relocate from northern Wisconsin down to Milwaukee. So that was a bit of a change, but it was a good one. I've mostly had inpatient life, but now I'm in the oncology clinic setting, and I love taking care, just like Jessica said, I love taking care of my techs I oversee because that reflects right to the patients, taking good care of them, providing them the best quality patient care. And I'm happy that I made this a career. I originally didn't start off in pharmacy until later in life. So I actually went for radiology and decided that wasn't really the route I wanted to go. So it wasn't until I met with a counselor at the technical school that I realized pharmacy technician was actually a career option. So I think that's pretty cool.
Wonderful. Well, welcome everybody. I'd like to take a moment to focus back in on our charge for today, which is talking about changing perceptions in pharmacy with a specific focus on pharmacy technician roles. So I'm going to open it up to the group to kind of talk about how pharmacy practice is in your state in regards to technicians and perhaps where you feel the technician practice is going in the future.
So I think in Wisconsin, it's definitely still a blossoming career. A lot of people are not familiar with it. So we are trying with the help of PSW to really get the word out to our high schools, to colleges, that this is a career option and not just like a stepping stone that people can use to go to like be a doctor or someplace like a higher up career, that you can be a pharmacy technician and use this as a really good, it can be a really good career for you and not just like just a job, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I would have to piggyback off of that. In Tennessee, you know, I think we are experiencing an influx of people who like are graduating high school and don't want to go to college because it's too expensive. And they see their parents and their grandparents, you know, having to pay off massive amounts of student loans. and they don't want to have to deal with that, but they want a good job that's fulfilling and that pays the bills and that they can find some kind of professional identity in. And I think a lot of like more technical careers are becoming more at the forefront of what people are looking for in the state of Tennessee right now. And I know there's been a big push through like the Metro Nashville Board of Education to really kind of fund and provide those kind of technical programs through the high schools. So I know that the uptick of pharmacy technician training, like programs within high schools, within public high schools in Tennessee is increasing steadily. You've got the technician training programs popping up more and more over the state. Now I think that technician advancement and the ability of technicians to do certain like job roles and duties within the state of Tennessee, I feel like we're pretty ahead of the game in one facet. It's probably one of the only things, but I think that we, you know, we allow our technicians to do a lot more than some other states, and we do require that they're licensed and things like that. I do feel like we're moving in a direction to give technicians more responsibility at the state level. I know that there's conversations happening on that, and that makes me happy. I think that once again, if you talk to even us on this call, most of us kind of fell into this profession, not really on purpose, I don't think, from what it sounds like. And, you know, that's the narrative that I want to change, is like have people decide from the get-go that they want to be technicians, and it to be a respectable career that people can say, yes, I want to be a pharmacy technician, just like they could say, yes, I want to be a dental hygienist or whatever. So I think that that is a narrative that's ever changing as far as when people are realizing they don't have to spend all this money to go to college and can still have a fulfilling career.
I know within our company, Advocate Health, we are creating more advanced technician roles, opportunities, depending on what your interest is. My role as med safety technician is a new role that we've created. I review, we call them Midas reports, but basically they're errors or near misses that have happened, which have previously only been reviewed by pharmacists. So my role was a new opportunity to see, hey, can we have pharmacy technicians do this? It's been a trial program. I've been doing it for a year now, and it's been very successful. So now the model is that we could have other technicians doing this across the system as well. We have an investigational drug technician in the past year. Now we've added a second one across the system. So we are creating new opportunities for technicians to have advanced roles. So depending on what your passion is, you know, I feel like as a pharmacy technician, you can forge a new path. With ASHP, there are advanced certifications you can get. So I got my med safety certificate through ASHP, and that was part of the requirement for my role. That was helpful for that. We are also at my site creating a new role for sterile compounding lead technician. That is a new role that they're rolling out. So there's all sorts of opportunities and paths that we can forge for ourselves as well in professional development.
Yeah, I think that's really important. That's a really great point you brought up about the advanced certificates. You know, ever since PTCB started offering these assessment-based certificates, and then, you know, when you complete like five of them or whatever, you get the advanced certification credential. I think that's been a really big satisfier for a lot of pharmacy technicians. At my previous employer at Vanderbilt, you know, they reimburse up to so many of those exams per year so that you can continue to grow even after you attain the advanced credential. And a lot of the jobs, you know, if say you're applying to be a technician verifier, if you've got that technician product verification certificate, then that makes you just so much more competitive for the job and things like that. So I think that with PTCB and ASHP and other entities releasing specific certificate programs and certifications, I think that's really made a difference in helping technicians have more of that professional identity to help advance the career path. Because like she said, it makes us want to carve out our own pathway where they didn't exist before. I know at my institution, I didn't have a defined pathway when I started. I kind of just carved it out, and then also helped develop a pretty extensive career ladder at Vanderbilt. And so I think it just takes those few with the initiative to be able to carve out paths. And now you've got companies that have done that and individuals that have done that. And now there's more of a defined kind of career path for pharmacy technicians that we didn't have before.
You totally took the words out of my mouth, Nicole. I was going to talk about the PTCB programs as well. So our organization requires us to be certified through PTCB. They give you, once you're hired on, if you're not certified, they give you a year to get your certification. So I was already certified before I got hired on. That's one thing I did before I even graduated the program was I took the PTCB exam. And then a couple years ago, I got my compounded sterile preparation exam. So now I've got a few certificates, so I'm still in the works of getting the advanced certification, but it is definitely coming down the road. But I also wanted to touch on the advancement for Wisconsin. We recently required pharmacy technicians to get their license. I know a lot of other states, I think we're one of the few that didn't require it. So we just implemented that in the last month.
For Iowa, that's definitely very similar to the other states that have been discussing. I mean, we do require certification in Iowa as well as registration with our Iowa Board of Pharmacy. But in the last year, we've definitely seen a lot of turnover in the pharmacy technician world just because there is so many jobs for pharmacy technicians and there's such a need for them. So that's kind of forced me as like a manager and an advocate for pharmacy techs at my organization to really look at, you know, how can we create a career ladder for the technicians to kind of retain them in our organization. But then also, you know, everybody's been talking about the tech and training program. That's also something that I think has been really huge for Iowa and especially inpatient pharmacy. In Iowa, you really didn't see that prior to kind of the last year. A lot of them, you know, you had to go through a retail program or get kind of certified after getting the hours you needed to kind of do that. And you had to do it kind of through a retail path. So it's been nice that now we can kind of offer that in the inpatient setting. PTCB has been great to kind of partner with to have our technicians go through that program. And then also for those that are looking to become advanced, those certificate programs are great, especially as an employer looking for, you know, how do you determine which kind of employee is going to be fit for some of these positions. That's always a nice kind of addition, is having those people who are they take the initiative to go the extra mile or they want to advance themselves. So definitely see the profession of pharmacy technicians continuing to grow as time goes on. I remember, you know, only being able to do certain things in a retail setting. And then now, you know, technicians are allowed to do so many things like give vaccines and do med histories. And, you know, everybody on this call obviously holds a pretty advanced role as well, whether it be in management or having like a specialty. So I think the sky's kind of the limit. And I always tell my staff that too, you know, what it looks like today is not what it's going to look like in 6 months or a year or 5 years. So it's been really nice to see over the years how it has advanced and kind of how employers are recognizing it differently now. I think in Iowa too, looking at pay for technicians has been a big thing. And so really trying to carve that path of getting them compensated correctly for the advanced roles that they do, because without them, you know, a lot of these pharmacies would not run the way that they do without the technician. So it's been really cool to see over the years just how far this kind of profession has come. And like someone else said, you know, all of us probably didn't think back when we took a job in pharmacy that maybe that would be what we would be doing today. But I'm really happy that it's brought me here. So I look forward to kind of continuing that path and hopefully helping to carve some of these paths like we were talking about.
Wonderful. As we wrap up today's recording, is there anything else that you'd like to communicate to those who will be listening, you know, those new practitioners, residents, incoming pharmacy technicians? Is there any message that you'd like to send to them about how you feel the future of pharmacy, especially in technician practice, might be changing in the future.
I think it's only going to, it's only going to move up from here. I mean, I see technicians at our clinics now that they run the show at their clinic. They don't even have a pharmacist on site. They're remote. So, you know, we're getting more responsibility day in and day out. And the sky's the limit for a pharmacy technician career right now.
Yeah, I completely agree. I was going to say that for new practitioners, whether they're in a pharmacy tech training program, thinking about being a pharmacy technician, or have just started, I think it's important for like people who have been pharmacy technicians, like veterans, for lack of a better term, for a while, more seasoned technicians, to mentor those new technicians. And if you are a new technician, you know, seek out those people that have been technicians for a while and learn from them and absorb what they have to give you. And then just really don't wait on someone else to provide you with a job that you feel like is what's aligned with your interests. Sometimes you have to go out and forge your own path, but also don't be afraid to like do the grunt work for a while and learn as much as you can, and then figure out what you are the best at, what you're passionate about, and find something that aligns with what you want to do. Obviously, you want to find something that pays your bills, but I think importantly enough, it's find something that you feel like you can have longevity doing and that aligns with your personal goals and beliefs. And I think that, as she said, there's the sky's the limit right now with pharmacy technician jobs. They're ever-changing with all the new assessment certificates and credentials that are out there. I think we're going to see a lot more responsibility placed on pharmacy technicians. I think the pandemic really, if I had to say something that was a silver lining, that a good thing that came out of the pandemic, there aren't very many, but one of those, I think, is how pharmacy has been highlighted as an important field in medicine, and how pharmacy technicians were leaned on a lot during the pandemic for immunizations and med rec and stuff like that. So I think that that really showcased and put pharmacy in a good light. And so I'm hoping that that steam will continue, and that more states and more entities will give more authority and practice opportunities to pharmacy technicians, which will allow nationally pharmacy technicians to practice at the top of their license. So I think it's really neat to find an entity that will align with your goals. And then the last thing I would say is for new practitioners, when you're doing your continuing education, you know, to renew your license or your certification every year or 2 years, depending on your requirements, you know, don't just check the box and find stuff that'll give you those hours, but find stuff that will actually improve your practice on a day-to-day basis. And if you don't have, you know, requirements, then just do it to help better your career. But I think being intentional is key.
I think for me, I would encourage new people that I think it's only going to get better from here. Companies are seeing the value of pharmacy technicians, and they know that in order to keep and retain top talent, that the pay needs to reflect that as well. You know, when companies are seeing fast food or other jobs paying $18 to $20 an hour, they know that skilled workers such as pharmacy technicians need to be paid equal or better than some other jobs. So the pay increases are going to be coming over time for pharmacy technicians as well. You know, I also think that pharmacy technician is one of those jobs where you can come into work and do your work at work, prep your meds, and then you can go home and you can leave work at work. It's important, especially post-pandemic, to take care of your mental health, have a healthy work-life balance. When you're at home, focus on hobbies and family and friends, and take time for yourself as well. Keep that work-life balance. It's really important. And I would encourage people to get into pharmacy. And I think it's a great career option. It's a great long-term life path. You can do it anywhere you go. My life is proof of that. So no matter where you go, if your spouse is, you know, career takes you different places, you can pick up and go wherever you need to. So I would highly recommend it to anybody.
I definitely agree with that as well. Having the work-life balance, I think pharmacy allows for that. Especially, you know, in any kind of path that you choose in pharmacy, I do think that it is a good career for work-life balance. I would definitely just say, you know, find your passion in whatever path that takes you in pharmacy. It is such a great career, and it really has proven to be a career for so many of us. So, you know, if you love taking care of people, whether that's behind the scenes or frontline, pharmacy has kind of a place for you. There's just so many different career paths with pharmacy, whether that does take you to, you know, applying for pharmacy school, or, you know, getting into some other field. Like, I think it's just a great place to be, and the sky's the limit. Like so many of us have said, what it looks like today won't be what it looks like in a year, but it is a very rewarding job. No matter kind of where you're at, you do know that you are taking care of patients. And so yeah, I really enjoy it. I hope that others, you know, look into doing this as a career path, and I hope to see so many more pharmacy technicians or pharmacy professionals in the future.
Thank you all for being here today to share that with us. And thank you for listening to this episode of the Emerging Leaders Podcast. If you have any questions for our guests today, please contact the Pharmacy Society of Wisconsin, the Iowa Pharmacy Association, or the Tennessee Pharmacists Association. Keep tuning into the Emerging Leaders Podcast for more important conversations for pharmacy professionals. Thank you for listening.